Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thanks again for listening in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page online, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in to the show. Guys, first of all, I want to say one thing real quick, because people don't seem to understand this, but this is your show, okay? This is your show. So, you know, I just run the show. I just run the technical side of the show, but this is your show. I want you guys to call into the show anytime you want, talk about whatever you want, or send me a message letting me know that you guys want to hear a certain thing, or you want to hear someone special on the show, or, you know, you want to talk about something in particular. And I'll set that up for you, and you can call into the show, and you can talk about it yourself, or you can listen to me talk about it. I'm always looking for new things to talk about on the show and everything, okay? So do that for me, okay? Now, the call-in number to the show, those who just joined the show, is 818-301-5834, 818-301-5834. You can also follow the show if you're on the show page right now on Blog Talk Radio. There's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, and set that up where you can follow the show. Okay? And the thing is, you can call in and say hi to me if you want. You can call in and just say that you're listening to the show. I don't care anything. I just want you guys to get used to calling into the show and talking with me. Okay? Don't think about other people that are listening to the show. Just look at it as something that where you and I are talking to each other, you know, on the cell phone together. Simple as that. Okay? Now, I also promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show. Okay? And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. You go ahead and do what you do with that. And so that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Okay? And so remember, guys, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and let's talk, okay? And let's kick this thing off real quick. Today's episode is, why do men always have to use the couch? Why do men have to sleep on the couch? You know, why is that? You know, and I talked to people about this, and a few things came up. One was that, actually, I talked to men and women about this, and some of the men say that they don't sleep on the couch. They head out and go get them a hotel room or something. It's usually because they're fighting with their spouse or fighting with their significant other or what have you. So she didn't want anything to do with him, so she tell him, sleep on the couch tonight. Well, some guys have told me that. They just take off and go get a hotel room for the night, okay? And then some guys say they just go ahead and without causing any more friction, they'll go ahead and sleep on the couch, okay? And but some guys say that they don't go to the couch, that they stay in the bed. And because of that, you know, she may go to the couch. So that's my thing. Why don't men push the women to the couch? Okay, if you don't want to sleep in the bed, that's fine. But I'm going to sleep in my bed. You can go to the couch. If you're that upset, you go to the couch. I'm going to sleep in my bed. Okay? And I believe that women do this to as a form of punishment for men. And they do this as a form of punishment and tell them that, you know, I don't want you touching me. Go to the couch. Okay, well, I mean, I can stay in the bed and I don't have to touch you. Right? I can stay in the bed and not have to touch you and not touch you. All right? You stay on your side of the bed, I'll stay on my side of the bed. That's how it is. So that's my deal. Is, you know, why do women push men to the couch? All right? Why don't men push women to the couch? And my thing, and you guys may disagree with me on this. I know I'm going to get hundreds of emails, or you guys are going to call me and leave a voicemail or whatever saying this and saying that. But that's the deal. Tell me, why do men always have to go to the couch? Why don't we push women to the couch? Guys, think about this. Next time this happens to you, go ahead, tell her to go to the couch. Okay? Go ahead and tell her to go to the couch. Now, I know some of you are pretty soft with that, but, you know, I say things on here that you're probably thinking, but you can't say, okay? You don't want to say. You can say it, but you don't want to say it. So I'm saying it for you. Ladies that are listening to the show, the guys are going to start telling you to go to the couch. The guys are going to start telling you to go to the couch. So remember that when you want to start a fight, okay, start an argument, they're going to tell you to go to the couch. Okay? They're going to get to you going to the couch before you get to them going to the couch. So, you know, and we can sleep better in the bed than we can on the couch. So now we're gonna start to turn the table, and now when there's a fight or something going on at home, you ladies are gonna have to go to the couch. Okay? You ladies are gonna have to go to the couch. I have a caller from the 770 area code. The first three digits are 584. That caller wants to be on the show. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling concerning your ladies on putting the ladies on the couch during an argument.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that would be the right thing to do, because that's only going to intensify the original argument. So I think the man should just go ahead and go on to the couch.
So, if that's going to intensify the argument, then why don't you just go to the couch, period? Why don't you not say, hey, you sleep on the couch tonight? Don't even say that. You just go to the couch and sleep on the couch. You don't even have to say anything. You just go to the couch and say, I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. And see what happens.
Well, see, if we do that, we'll feel like we're put in an uncomfortable situation when you've already made us uncomfortable from the beginning by whatever the argument may have been that we told you to go sleep on the couch.
Okay, so you don't think that we're uncomfortable?
Well, you could
be. You don't think that you guys make us uncomfortable?
Well, man, y'all, it just seems that y'all do things to us to make us, push us to that point where we have to tell you to go to the couch.
Push you
maybe,
to that point where you...
Yes, I was
go
saying
ahead.
Maybe y'all should try to resolve the argument where neither one of us have to go to the couch. There's got to be something that can be done to stop either one of us from going to the couch. That's what I think we should try to do instead of going to the couch, period.
Well, I did a show one time about people who, I did a relationship show about when the husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend or what have you argue, you should never, you should try not to now, try not to ever go to sleep without resolving your issue first.
Okay, yes, I like that solution much better than the couch. Thank you.
Yeah, and that'll make it better. You're welcome. Thanks for calling into the show, and continue to listen. Thank you a lot.
All right.
That's a great
point.
You too. So that's the thing, guys, is that, you know, I think that women don't really want to push us to the couch, but I think that they do. They are upset, of course. They are upset, but so are we. The guys are upset as well, but we don't carry that with us for days or weeks on hand. But it seemed that women seem to carry that for days or even weeks on hand. I don't understand that, but that's just the emotional creature that women are. And so they carry this for a while because they're sort of out of whack emotionally. Okay? So guys, remember that when you start to get into a verbal altercation with your significant other, that you're starting to bruise her emotions. And once you bruise her emotions, now she's going to step in the corner and she's going to put her guard up. And you remember that she's not going to forget that for a long time. Okay? Just remember that. She's not going to forget that for a long time. So if you're trying to get back to the bed, or you're trying to get, you know, something done with her, she's not going to be responsive for a while, okay? And then what they're looking for, and guys, listen to this. Put your ear to the phone. Put your ear down to the speaker on your computer. Listen to this. What was I going to say? I don't know. I forgot. I completely lost my train of thought there. Okay? But I'm trying to get it back. Anyway, but guys, remember this, that if you go ahead and go to the couch tonight, for instance, if you go ahead and go to the couch tonight, then the next time the argument happens, or your verbal altercation happens, you're going to be sent back to the couch. So let's try to move away from that. Let's try to move away from going to the couch. And let's do it. Let's step our feet down right now and say, I'm not going to the couch anymore. You're going to go to the couch from now on. Or we're still going to sleep in the same bed, but don't touch me. Okay, and that's where I was going with this. Guys, remember this. Put your ear back to your speaker on your computer. Remember this, is that she is not going to be responsive to you for a while. I'm not saying give in to her because, you know, they're usually right, but, you know, you got to play that game. You can't just give in, okay? You got to play that game, all right? And remember that she is not going to be responsive to you for a while. I don't know. It's different with different ladies, I think. Some ladies hold it a long time. Some ladies hold it a little while. Some ladies, you know, don't hold it as much or as long as others. So I don't know. I don't know your woman or whatever, but you know her, and you know how long she's going to hold that against you. So be careful with that, okay? Be careful with that, all right? And so, you know, but again, why do men always have to sleep on the couch? You know, why do men always have to sleep on the couch? That's just something that I've always been intrigued about. You know, I'm not one to have to sleep on the couch. I'm one that says, I'm sleeping in my bed. If you're that upset, you need to be sleeping on the couch. All right? I need to be in my bed getting a good night's sleep because I have to go to work. If you're going to hold that against me, then, I mean, that's all I can do. Okay? That's all I can do. So, again, guys, now's going to be the time where we tell her to go to the couch. All right? Now, I just thought of something that I want to say real quick. I just thought of something. And, you know, some of you guys know me. You know, I'm just this guy that does not like people who like people of the same sex. Okay? I don't know how much better I can say that. But I wonder, how do they, you know, do their thing? You know, not a sexual thing or nothing like that, but I wonder how do they handle their arguments. I know they argue. Everyone argues. They have these verbal altercations. But two guys having a verbal altercation, they disagreeing with each other. And he tells, you know, his guy, I mean, it's hard for me to even say this stuff, but he tells his guy, you sleeping on the couch tonight? You know, how do they handle their verbal altercations? Okay? If we have a gay or lesbian couple out there, or a single gay or lesbian person, call into the show. Give us an idea of how that works in your relationship. 818-301-5834. Excuse me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call and weigh in on our topic tonight. Why do men always have to sleep on the couch? You know, from the ladies that I talked to today about this, zero of them, none of them has slept on the couch during their relationship. Since they've been living with a meal, they haven't slept on the couch. That tells you something right there. And that's, you know, that's my whole thing right there. I know they've had plenty of verbal altercations. That's inevitable with any couple. But why didn't they go to the couch instead of him? That's my question. And I don't know, the young lady that called into the show earlier, she said that this would further just blow the situation to a higher level with her sleeping on the couch. But I really don't think so. You know, I really don't think so. It may be true, but I don't, you know, I don't think so. I think that, you know, that a woman who has to sleep on the couch for a night and who's upset when she goes to sleep, and the young lady that called in may be right. When she wakes up in the morning, she's going to be a real bundle of joy, if you know what I mean. Being sarcastic here, but she's going to be a real bundle of joy when she wakes up in the morning. And again, according to who you have, she's not going to forget it for quite a while. And then you may think that she's forgotten about it. And, you know, like, what's this, April? Probably in July or June, July, September, somewhere in there. You guys will be somewhere on vacation or something, and she'll bring it up. You know, she'll bring it up. You remember you made me sleep on the couch? You remember that? You remember you made me sleep on the couch? Oh, my goodness. That was 6 months ago. Thought you had forgotten about that. I had. Until you scratched my memory. So, ladies, please. When you get upset with your man, your husband, your significant other, boyfriend, whomever, please get a solution to you guys' problem before you go to bed. Because there are two things or two people who are being deprived, you and him. Think about that. There are two people who are being deprived with that situation of the man sleeping on the couch. There are two people being deprived, you and him. Remember that. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I got about a minute left in the show. And I'm going to say, please join the show on tomorrow. I'm going to have a great, great topic for you tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you now, but you should tune in about 23 and a half hours, and I'll give you that topic, and we'll talk about it. Thank you, guys, and I love you guys. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Good night. One.
happy.